Like so many in the United States, Claudia Hernandez wakes up every day, goes to work, and comes home to take care of her children. Only Hernandez is not a U.S. citizen.
Well, I came in when I was 13 years old to California, and I was, of course, illegal. And I've been living in California for about, I'll say, 20 years. And then I came to Maryland 10 years ago.
And after decades of living and working in the U.S., the law finally caught up with her. She was facing deportation.
If I was going to be deported, then who's going to take care of my kids? Who's going to see that my daughter goes to school every day, that she's healthy, that she's fine, that she eats, that where they're going to go to sleep?
With more money being spent on enforcement, deportations have more than doubled over the past decade, according to the Immigration Policy Center, a nonpartisan research group. Groups that help immigrants adjust in the U.S. say there's more fallout. Jaime Ferrant is with AUDA, which provides legal services to immigrants.
The enforcement factor does play a role, and what it more plays a role into is into migrants using smugglers and going into organized crime to seek assistance to cross the border.
Along the border with Mexico, recent violence has sparked renewed concern. Volunteers from Jim Gilchrist's Minuteman Project used to help patrol the border until it became too dangerous. He says the $18 billion spent last year on enforcement is not nearly enough.
You're still seeing a rampant intrusion with vehicles bringing drugs and human cargo in, or foot traffic bringing drugs and human cargo in.
There's no shortage of emotion when it comes to immigration, and previous efforts at reform have stalled. But there seems to be a growing consensus in Congress that it may be time to try again. George Mason University professor David Hart hopes that's the case.
But we also need to talk about the numbers of people who should come to the country, what kinds of people we want to have immigrating to the country, and we haven't really been able to get to those issues because we've been hung up on the border.
As for Claudia Hernandez, she considers herself lucky. She fought deportation and won, and is now a legal immigrant.
United States is my country. Of course, I've been here more than half of my life, and I respect the United States. This is my country.
Dreaming of one day becoming a U.S. citizen. Jeff Selden, VOA News, Washington.